It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for October 20th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5. We repeat again, this is not a Russian intelligence operation. Politico reported the existence of a letter yesterday signed by 50 former senior intelligence officials who say the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, and I quote, has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. And of course, the letter provided no new evidence, just their feeling, which they say describe as, quote, deeply suspicious that the Russian government played a significant role in this case, end quote. But even before that letter was made public by Politico, Fox News' Tucker Carlson blew a hole in that argument. According to the Fox News host, information that he's seen from the laptop, non-public information, proves that it's Hunter Biden's laptop, adding, and I quote, no one but Hunter could have known about or duplicated or replicated this information. This is not a Russian hoax. We are not speculating. Meanwhile, the Delaware computer repair shop owner, who believes that Hunter was the one who dropped off 3 MacBook Pros for data recovery, has a signed work order. And when you compare the signature from that work order to the paternity suit in which Hunter Biden was named, well, the signatures match. So corroboration, not a conspiracy theory. The irony is that the mainstream media, which is trying to brush this off as a conspiracy theory, is literally promoting a conspiracy theory that this whole thing is a conspiracy theory. Again, they're projecting, which is what progressives do. They're actually accusing conservatives and President Trump of doing the things that the Democrats were actually doing, which is basically selling out American interests to line their own pockets. The actual Russian collusion here was the collusion between the Russian intelligence asset who fed the information to MI6 asset Michael Steele to create the infamous dossier that was used to justify spying on the Trump campaign. So the Russian collusion was between Russian intelligence and the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. Oh, yes, and Hunter Biden, who the Department of Treasury has verified, so again, not conspiracy theory, received a wire transfer of $3.5 million from the ex-wife of the former mayor of Moscow, a woman who has been linked by the U.S. State Department as connected to the Russian mafia. Not conspiracy theory. But remember, the focus of this story is not Hunter Biden, who's really a tragic figure. It is Joe Biden. The question is, what influence has this money from Russia, from Ukraine, from China purchased with Joe Biden when he was the vice president of the United States? That is the question. I'm not going to hold my breath during Thursday night's debate waiting for that question to be asked, however. Topic number 4, the war for the truth. It is being rewritten in real time. Allegations of corruption aimed at the former vice president and his son, Hunter, have apparently been debunked by Wikipedia. Editors are engaged in a war over the use of the term. This has been going on since December of 2019, when the word debunked was applied to the theories about Hunter Biden at his Wikipedia entry. This was reignited September 30th of this year when a user, an editor, because remember, Wikipedia is crowdsourced. Anyone can sign up, register as an editor, and then get in and start editing the information on these pages. So they become political battlegrounds. An editor on September 30th removed the word debunked, noting in the comments behind the page where editors explain why they've done what they've done, that sources state Hunter Biden was making $50,000 U.S. a month as a board member for a Ukrainian company, Burisma. Hardly debunked. 2 minutes later, another editor reinserted the word debunked, adding, and I quote, it's been debunked and we have consensus language here. Well, the original editor weighed back in, explaining, look, it's been documented. Hunter Biden made a lot of money from a company in Ukraine in an industry for which he had no experience. So he took out the word, re-added the word debunked, which was again, or took it out, and then the other editor, 4 minutes later, reinserted it, saying, read the references. It's been debunked. This is happening in near real time, like the change to the definition of the word preference in the context of sexual preference at Merriam-Webster's online dictionary. which was changed mere hours after it was declared offensive by Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii in Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing. I mean, because nobody thought that that word was offensive or the term sexual preference was offensive until that moment. And then suddenly Merriam-Webster has changed the definition of the word. Words matter, and progressives weaponize them to try to change public opinion. Now, we can't assume that everything on the internet is bogus. That's a good way to go crazy. But we have to be discerning. It's more than just Wikipedia. A new report published Monday shows that the Trump campaign has been overwhelmingly targeted by social media, Twitter and Facebook, compared to the Biden campaign. Twitter has censored, blocked, banned, or removed posts as disinformation, things posted by the Trump campaign 65 times so far. You want to guess how many times the Biden campaign has been censored? You can't make this stuff up. The lead executive on election policy for Facebook, the lead executive on election policy at Facebook, was formerly Joe Biden's advisor on Ukraine. But she's unbiased, I'm sure. Meanwhile, a person who claims to be a program manager for Google's cloud services has told the investigative journalists at Project Veritas that the search engine is intentionally manipulating search results to benefit Democrats in this election cycle. And of course, this bias is not just related to politics or restricted to politics, that is. Wikipedia has decided to restrict its editors from expressing an opposition to same-sex marriage. This decision coming months after its co-founder Larry Sanger said the site's neutrality policy is dead. If you want to find stuff online, don't use Wikipedia. Use InfoGalactic. InfoGalactic. Same basic information, just edited by people who are, you know, have conservative views, which is why you probably haven't heard of it before. Topic number three, QAnon. What is with the media's sudden obsession with QAnon? At the NBC Town Hall event last week, President Trump, even though it was billed as a question and answer session, it was more of a debate between the president and NBC's moderator, Savannah Guthrie. And of all the issues, that Americans say are important to them in the year 2020, QAnon is not on the list. And yet, that was one of the questions that Guthrie pressed the president on. Will you disavow QAnon? Will you disavow QAnon? President Trump said, I don't know anything about QAnon, although I've heard they oppose pedophilia, and I support anybody who's against pedophilia. Well, as you can see by the CNN screen capture from the next day, CNN decided to make that the story. Trump avoids denouncing QAnon. And yesterday, as I was watching CNN in my office just to see what the mainstream news media wants us to think, instead of any discussion whatsoever of the Hunter Biden laptop, they ran a five-minute news report on the QAnon conspiracy and how QAnon believers have hijacked the sexual child sex trafficking issue. Now, they said, well, there's no question that child sex trafficking it takes place. But look, these conspiracy theorists think that somehow elites in Washington, D.C. and Hollywood have something to do with it. Isn't that ridiculous? Okay. Again, this is why I watch CNN and MSNBC, to get an idea for what they want America to think. And this is why Josh Peck produced the documentary film Silent Cry, because yes, people in Washington and Hollywood do have a lot to do with sex trafficking of children. Methinks they doth protest too much. Topic number two, veneration of the dead. It is mainstream. Mattel, once again this year, issuing a Day of the Dead Barbie. This year's doll features a pale pink lace hoop skirt underlaid with a colorful floral pattern interspersed with a few skulls. Skulls. Are we the baddies? Anyway, obscure reference. This is intended as a nod to the culture of the people of Mexico who annually celebrate Dia de Muertos, Day of the Dead, Halloween. The souls of the deceased are believed to return to their families for music and food, a party, essentially. It begins at midnight on Halloween when the souls of children arrive first. Adults follow 24 hours later. This is the first time I'd heard of a Day of the Dead Barnaby, but it's not the first one. They did this in 2019 as well. You can see her wearing a black hoop skirt there. If you look carefully, you can see the skulls around the hem of the skirt. But this is a very, very old practice. It goes back more than 4,000 years to the Amorites of the ancient Near East. In fact, this is why Sharon and I wrote the book Veneration. The veneration of what was believed to be the spirits of the ancestors has been going on for as long as humans have been writing things down. But they're not the ancestors. They are demons. Sadly, again, the practice has gone mainstream because we don't know enough Bible to know what we should be aware of. Well, coming up, speaking of the dead, a woman has just called off her wedding to a ghost. That's next on 5 and 10. Does an ancient mystery hold a secret to the events of our times and the future of America and the world? Skywatch TV is proud to offer the exciting new book by New York Times bestselling author Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, the sequel to his 2012 blockbuster, The Harbinger. Now, in The Harbinger 2, Rabbi Cahn reveals for the first time mysteries that could not be unveiled until the present day, manifestations that have taken place since The Harbinger, and mysteries of what is still to come. In The Harbinger 2, you'll learn the mysteries of The Watchman, The Mystery Ship, The Book of Days, The Judgment Tree, The Handwriting on the Wall, and much more. The Harbinger 2 ultimately reveals the mystery of what is yet to come, including the shakings, the plague, the Day of the Watchman, and more. The Harbinger 2 can be yours from Skywatch TV for your donation of just $24.95 plus shipping. But if you want to go deeper, take advantage of this special offer. Never-before-seen teachings by Rabbi Jonathan Cahn on an 8-DVD set, The Harbinger 2 Uncensored. In The Harbinger 2 Uncensored, Jonathan opens up the mysteries of The Harbinger 2 with exclusive material not in the book. You will not only hear of the signs and revelations, you will see them. Plus, exclusive content that includes amazing prophetic images that foreshadow the future, not available anywhere else. The Harbinger 2 Uncensored is part of this special offer, together with the book, for your donation of just $75 plus shipping. The Harbinger 2 is being hailed as a prophetic masterpiece even more powerful and stunning than the first book. Get it today from Skywatch TV. Call 844-750-4985. That's 844-750-4985, or log on to skywatchtvstore.com. Topic number one, it is so sad when couples part. This, however, perhaps not so sad. This woman may have dodged a bullet without even realizing it. A woman in the UK who goes by the name Amethyst Realm, seriously, made the news for the first time 3 years ago when she announced that she was engaged to a ghost named Ray. But she was concerned, she told the media, that she might scare him off because she wanted children, didn't know how he felt about children. Anyway, she has now announced that she's had to break it off. She was a guest on the morning program on ITV this week, independent television in the UK, to explain why. I mean, you might think it's because she'd come to her senses and realized that she'd been consorting with a demon, but no, that's not it. She's called off the wedding because Ray has been staying out late, partying too much, disappearing for long periods of time, and returning home after having used drugs. According to Ms. Realm, he used to come back and these spirits would stay for days at a time. There'd be crashing and banging and strange noises, end quote. So she just can't put up with this partying and drug abuse. Well, it's that time of year, apparently. Sadly, the fact that she's gotten attention by being featured on the morning program of ITV several times now over the last few years might encourage other young people to explore the possibilities of a relationship with the spirits. Don't do it. They're not who you think they are, unless you've got a biblical worldview. Well, the Last Trump virtual conference continues through November 9th. Our friends at Prophecy Watcher still rolling out new presentations each and every day. And some great speakers lined up here. Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, Gary Stearman, of course. Tom Horn's presentation is out there. They've released mine and Sharon's. Dr. Randall Price, Bill Koenig, Pastor Billy Crone, Brent Miller Jr., always a fascinating speaker, L.A. Marzulli, Ken Johnson, many, many others, Carl Teichrib. Don't miss it. For more information and to register, log on to prophecywatchers.com. That's prophecywatchers.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking about the fascinating discoveries that Rabbi Jonathan Cahn pulls out of the relationships, the history of the Bible. The Harbinger to the Return is his new book, and we discuss it with him. You'll find that on our broadcast program this week, and our broadcast schedule is posted online, skywatchtv.com/channels. Of course, we can broadcast on your schedule simply by adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV. Or, by the way, you can also find it at the Skywatch TV YouTube channel. And that is a way that you can help us out, spread the word at no cost to you. Just, you know, click share, click subscribe, and click the bell so that you get notifications when we post new programs. But all of our broadcast programs are posted at YouTube as well. And then share them around. Let other people, you know, let's get the word outside the choir, as it were. Of course, the Skywatch TV mobile app is another way to get all of these programs and bypass social media altogether. Not only does it deliver all of our video content and audio content straight to you, the news that the mainstream media wants you to miss. We've got a section in there. Tom Horn curates the news and updates it several times a week. You'll find some fascinating stories there and a schedule of upcoming events featuring Skywatch TV personalities. All of that right to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's an iOS device, an Android device, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got free apps for all of those, and they are all the apps to those stores. The links to the app stores linked at skywatchtv.com. You'll find my stuff posted online and linked at gilberthouse.org. That includes the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce and my weekly podcast, A View from the Bunker, this week featuring an interview from the archives. 15 years ago, talked to a man named David Duncan, who back in 1967 met Lucifer. That was the claim of the man who was overshadowed by a spirit that identified itself as Lucifer. The man's name was Alan Noonan, went by the name Alan Michael, a New Age guru, revealed to David something that he called the plan, what David calls the New World Order scam. You can hear that interview linked from gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.